This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. Thank you for being with us on WRKF. And I'm sure many of you heard the governor yesterday on his monthly radio show. And in his missives, the governor said that he thought a gas tax, road tax, was probably dead on arrival, even though he would like to see it happen. Louisiana hasn't had an increase in its gasoline tax in about three decades. But right now, in our state, there is no stomach in the legislature to make this happen, and it does take a two-thirds vote in the House and in the Senate, and that means it is particularly perilous in an election year, and we are getting close to October 12th. Steve Carter is just arriving, the state lawmaker who last year pushed heartily for a road tax. And this morning, if ever there was an advertisement for a road tax in Baton Rouge, it was today. Traffic is just crazy. And Steve Carter, who is one of the most punctual people I know, is a few minutes late because it took me about an hour or so to get to this studio. And it took Steve Carter, I'm sure, about the same amount of time. All because of a pothole on the interstate. Steve Carter, it's not good out there.
That's horrible. You take that, you take LA-1, and it's just horrible. It's just so sad. I didn't know. I was your assistant here told me, where's this pothole? Anybody know where it's located so I can avoid it? Everybody seems to be avoiding it because I'm telling you, it is the worst I've ever seen it. It's embarrassing. It's sad.
But it shows you when the interstate goes down, and this time it didn't go completely down. It just went down to one lane. It just messes up everything.
It's horrible. It's a shame back when, a number we can go back as far as you want to go, when we had a chance and when the Congress had earmarks, they should have earmarked a loop many years ago to help solve the problem. Name a city in Louisiana that does not have a loop. Shreveport doesn't have one. It doesn't have two. It has three loops. And here we are stuck with no loop. I applaud the mayor for the tax, and I appreciate the public mm-hmm. voting for a tax to try to solve the problems. But we've got – and, you know, poor Fred Rayford, I wear him out. I mean, I'm on College Drive a good bit, and – I don't know. The synchronization of lights is frustrating. I mean, I don't understand what's going on. I wish I was smart enough to know.
Well, I'm sure many of our listeners are out there right now battling the uncertain odyssey to wherever they're going today. 877-217-5757 is your number, and talk at talklouisiana.org for Steve Carter, who last year pushed with everything he had for a road tax. And he came close in the House. Word was you were a few votes short, but it's a heavy lift. It takes 70 votes.
That's right. But it's the right thing to do. And, you know, obviously I probably, as a Republican, was criticized a bit for raising taxes. I don't like to raise taxes, but in order to solve problems, you have to have dollars. And the irony of it is, Jim, is not only from a Baton Rouge standpoint, from around the state, we have a $17 billion backlog on infrastructure, and that includes a number of bridges. And these bridges are some are closed because they just cannot allow your trucking industry to go across them because of the weight. So they've got to detour. I'll remember the story of about a young man who was a driver for Dow. And when the Intercoastal Canal was shut down for a while, he had a delivery in Port Allen. He had to go to the Sunshine Bridge and come around to get to Port Allen. That's just not right for the taxpaying people of the state. We've got to try to find some way to solve these problems.
877-217-5757. And Governor Edwards yesterday said he didn't think the lawmakers had the stomach to go for a road tax in an election year. It's something that he is in favor of. Most of the legislature is in favor of it. Polls show most of the people in Louisiana are in favor. But Steve Carter, there is enough opposition to keep it at a standstill.
Well, it depends. There's talk now of a little bit different type of gasoline tax, which would be phased in. You know, the last one we had was a lump sum. It was started at 23 cents, I believe, and we dropped it to 17 cents. Then we ended up having to compromise and even tried at 10 cents. If you phase it in, I think it has a chance. And also, and phasing it in, you ensure that the dollars that are going to be from the gasoline tax are going towards brick and mortar, roads and what have you, preservation and what have you, and not going towards any employee salaries, benefits, et cetera, et cetera. So if you pay for it, you know what you're going to get. Then it may have a little bit better chance. So we'll see what happens. But I wish we were voting today. I think we'd have a better chance of it passing, particularly with the Baton Rouge lawmakers, because it is a mess.
All right. We're going to go to the phone lines with Steve Carter in just a moment. And this is an election year, and we're less than 7 months away. And you were on this show last time cogitating about whether you would run for the state Senate, being term limited in the House, and I think the answer is in the affirmative, isn't it?
That's correct. We're going to run for the Senate. There are a number of things that I still feel like I need to accomplish, and I look forward to it. And obviously, we'll see what happens with the governor's race, but I look forward to working with whoever the governor is. But the main passion I have is early childhood. I feel like we have an opportunity at this time to try to solve the funding for early childhood. Obviously, infrastructure is important. We've got to find a way to solve the infrastructure problem. But another thing, Jim, that I'd like to try to solve with a number of us, and about 15 of us have been meeting now for about 6 months on it, North Carolina totally revamped its tax code, and I think it needs to be done. You can either do it through a constitutional convention, and people have talked about that. I don't know where it stands, or we have to do it individually with legislation. So that's another thing that would be high on the list, trying to improve our tax structure.
And as we move along prior to Election Day, we certainly will endeavor to have your opponents on. It looks
sure.
like you're going to have at least two pretty prominent ones.
Yeah, very.
One you know very well.
Yeah, one I know extremely well, who's a good friend and a great guy. And the other one I know fairly well, too, the Democrat. And they're good people. And, you know, I welcome the opportunity for us to debate and discuss various issues.
Stephanie stuck on the road calling in. Good morning, Stephanie. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, Steve. All right, so I'm just trying to understand, because there may not be stomach for a statewide gasoline tax or maybe for a phased-in one, as you say, but how does this jive with the regional taxing authority that we have now in the Capital Region to supposedly help pay for this new bridge? And, I mean, are they mutually exclusive? And where are things with that? Because I keep hearing different things. And people keep talking about the tools in the toolbox, but I'm not sensing much motion on that. And I don't know what kind of stomach there would be for a regional gas tax.
That's a good question. Senator Rick Ward introduced and passed the bill to put the regional group together. And it's five parishes. They have met. There's also an at-large person that's on there, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, Sean Wilson is on there. But basically what their task to do is to find the funding to try to solve the problem of the bridge. Obviously, they still have not determined the location of the bridge, which is important, and there are a number of you're limited a little bit in where the location can go based on the Corps of Engineers, based on the traffic of the boats and what have you. But in answer to your question, in order for this to move forward, as I understand it, all five parishes, depending upon how they're going to structure, they would not structure a gasoline tax. All five parishes have an option to either do it through a property tax or do it through a sales tax or whatever they can use to generate the dollars. But it will then be on the ballot. But all five parishes have to approve it. And if they don't approve it, then it will not happen. But if the gasoline tax comes along, then that would be used in conjunction with what they're trying to do to solve the problem of building a new bridge.
And thanks, Stephanie Regal, for calling in, sometime guest host on this program and host of Out to Lunch on WRKF. Renee on the road near Bro Bridge. Hi, Renee. You're on Talk Louisiana with Representative Carter.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Representative Carter.
Good morning.
How do we, you know, with increased fuel efficiencies of cars, hydrogen fuel cells, electric cars, all those things, how do we capture all the dollars of people who are driving on the highways who may not be paying, you know, buying gas or buying?
That's a great question. And if they do come with a bill this year, that's part of the bill where they will have to pay a fee. a one-time fee each year, that would help attempt to solve the problem. Obviously, it would not generate the dollars that a gasoline tax would, but still, these types of cars and vehicles and what have you are using the roads, and they have to find some way to ensure that they are paying their fair share. So they will find a way to have them pay a fee, and that will help solve the problem with them not purchasing gas.
877-217-5757 is your number. Talk at talklouisiana.org is our email address. Matt Doyle is producing, and we're going to take a 90-second break, and we will return to the phone lines. We'll start with Mike in Sherwood when we return, and we'll also get Steve Carter, former associate athletic director at LSU, get his take on some turmoil in Tigertown. But all is well, at least for a little while today. LSU opens the NCAA tournament against Yale in a few hours. This is Jim Engster. We're with Representative Steve Carter. 877-217-5757 is your number. Mike in Sherwood, you're on the air with Representative Carter. Thanks for calling Talk Louisiana. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Mr. Carter. I had a couple of questions. How long has the Republican Party basically been in control of the legislature?
Term limits took effect in 08, and at that time, I believe we may have had a small majority. If not, for sure, during the next election cycle, which was in 2012, it definitely had a majority. So it's been in the majority now during my term, and I'm coming up on 12 years.
Okay, so it seems that the legislature suffers from Grover Norquist-itis. I believe that the representatives and the senators and the legislature should be doing what they're required to do to serve the people. And when I hear all of these issues about corporate spending on lobbying and malfeasance in office and whatever, and not to mention broken budgets for at least a half a decade, is there any hope for a cure?
Well, let me say this. I know the public may not think this, but the legislators that I work with are really good people who are trying to do the right thing. It's just a very complicated issue. Obviously, the budget is something that, as I mentioned before, the overall tax code needs to be restructured. I think it will be either through a constitutional convention or through individual legislation. And I think some legislation will be filed this year to at least start the ball rolling. As far as some of the other questions that you ask on, like, the lobbying efforts and this and that, lobbying, they have their they're good in that they give you good advice and they give information that they present to you. And I don't see the lobbying effort being that difficult where they come in and they don't strong arm, they don't do the things that you would think that they would do. And I just think that overall the legislature tries to do a good job. It's just a very complicated issue. It's not something that can be solved easily. It takes time to resolve the problems.
Jim, thank you, Mike. Jim's stuck on the bridge in this traffic this morning. Jim, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. The traffic going east into Baton Rouge is about 6 to 8 miles long, stopped. Steve, many years ago in the 90s, I talked to Fred Rayford at great length about double-decking the interstate from the bridge to the I-10 split and reverse coming back to the bridge, and doing it where it would be no land acquisition, and also that it would be a quick fix to solving the problem, because the bridge and buying the land and acquiring all that, I'm not young enough to see it finished. What about double-decking the bridge like other cities have done to alleviate the traffic, and all through traffic would be on the second level that wouldn't get off before the 10-12 split?
That's a great idea. I know it's been discussed. People have brought the idea to me as well as other people. The biggest problem, again, is simply trying to find the dollars to do whatever it is necessary to solve the problem. Dollars always seem to be the problem. I think they did a pretty good job this time on attempting to try to widen the bridge through Garvey bonds. It was federally dollars that we can use. It's just been trying to be as creative as you can to get the best bang for your buck. I like the idea of double decking, but again, it just goes back to dollars and trying to solve the problem. And I have a lot of confidence in Sean Wilson and them trying to make the thing work. So I'm sure they've discussed it, and I think that they will continue to look at it and see if there could be possibly a way we could solve it by double decking the interstate.
Thank you, Jim Mayer. And another Jim at I-10-12 split near the pothole. Jim, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
My question was, what about putting toll roads on existing highways? I'll hang up and listen, but why can't we, you know, I mean, 49, I think, was constructed originally to be a toll road, and they never put the toll booths on there. I mean, why can't we just set up toll systems on existing roadways and generate some revenue that way?
That's a great question. As I understand it, the problem with tolling interstates, you cannot do it, you have to get special dispensation to be able to do it through the federal government, because mainly it's federal dollars that were used. If they're state dollars or if it's a public-private partnership, definitely you can do it. And that's what they're looking at with the bridge, is attempting to use public-private partnership, generate the dollars through tolls, and do the things that we can do to bond it out with those types of revenues. So that's a great idea, and I understand, and I'm all for tolls.
Patrick in Innisfil Estates. Hi, Patrick. You're on Talk Louisiana with Steve Carter.
Yeah, I agree with the previous caller about tolls, and I think Representative Foley tried to do one, the bump project, and it got voted down. But, you know, I'm all for roads. It's definitely a proper function of government. Problem is our government wastes so much money on stuff we don't need, and, you know, now we're going to have Medicaid expansion kicking in soon, and we're basically paying for a bunch of dependents instead of people that are actually making stuff for Louisiana. So, I mean, government makes enough money. Is there a way to divert the money that government's already making towards roads and cut out these unnecessary programs?
Well, I think our Appropriations Committee in the House does a very good job. They consistently are looking for ways to shrink government, looking for ways to make sure that we maximize the dollars that we have. The part of the problem that we have, to be honest with you, is we're a very poor state. We have an awful lot of needs, not wants, but needs. And so consequently, to solve the problems, I mean, you know, you look at higher ed, they'll complain, and you got to try to take care of higher ed. Obviously, today we talk about infrastructure. You got to find the dollars to take care of infrastructure. Obviously, health is the situation. You got to find a way to take care of health. Obviously, you've got to try to take care of K through 12. Here I am advocating for early childhood. Where am I going to get the dollars from? I'd like to try to get some of the dollars from surplus, or I can turn around, and if they do decide to vote in sports betting, let me have some of those dollars. You constantly are trying to find dollars to solve problems and to move forward, and there just are not enough dollars out there to do it. But I do believe that our people on appropriations do a very good job of culling through the budget and trying to do the right thing and trying to maximize the dollars.
And for many years, going back to 1987, Steve Carter was the number two person in the LSU athletic department. And back in those days, LSU would regularly go to the NCAA tournament. 1987, they came within a point of going to the Final Four. Should have gone, but didn't. This year, they had a great team, won the Southeastern Conference, but there's a lot of controversy and turmoil with Will Wade on the sidelines, probably permanently. What's your take on what's going on?
Well, I thought it was an exciting season. I've had basketball season tickets on the front row now for about 50-plus years. I'm not trying to tell people
going
that
back
I'm old.
To the Parker Coliseum?
To the Parker Coliseum. My parents had them, and then when the Assembly Center was built, or Maravich Center, my parents passed away, and I received the tickets, and I've had them ever since.
They willed their tickets to you.
They willed the tickets to me. But, of course, I was an athlete.
That's Will Call in a
yeah,
different way.
There we go. So it's been an exciting year. There's no doubt about it. It's really a sad situation that has occurred. I think the kids recognize the fact, of course, it started with Wade Sims. I mean, you had problems there that were sad to see occur, but You could turn it into a positive if you find a positive thing about it and mold the team together for a common denominator of trying to ensure that he carries his legacy on toward with the team and enabling them to go as far as they possibly can go. I think this team is very good. I think they've got a mix and match, not only of big men, but great guards. And I think guard play in the NCAA tournament is extremely important. And I think that we have three great guards, and when we play and we work together, the only thing that scares me is the fact that we seem to get ahead and play great. It's for some reason, I don't know what happens, but teams come back on us and make it a very tight, tight game. Like in the Florida game in the SEC tournament, you know, we had by 12 or 14 in the second half, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a tight game. So I believe that I have confidence in this team, and I think they're in a very tough bracket. Hopefully we can get by the game today. A lot of people are picking Belmont to upset Maryland. I think Belmont will give us a tough game. I don't know. I'd love to see us play Michigan State, though. I think that'd be a great matchup.
That'd be the third game. You're looking down the line. Presuming LSU will go to the Sweet 16. We'll spend a few more minutes with Steve Carter. Then it's Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief of the Advocate, 877-217-5757. Your number. Now the news with Karen Henderson. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Just a few minutes away from Mark Ballard, our Thursday visit with the Capital Bureau Chief for the Advocate, and Steve Carter with us for a few more minutes. 877-217-5757. State Representative Steve Carter, who former tennis coach, former tennis player, and of course he was very good at those, and then became Associate Athletic Director, and at a time when some people would be contemplating retirement, he ran for the Louisiana House. He beat Kyle Ardoin by 87 votes. And now you can bet he's in for another fight as a spirited Senate race is going to take place between him and Franklin Foyle and Beverly Brooks Thompson. It could be quite a race. And Steve is here talking about his passion, the road tax. But based on your tenure at LSU, I think you would probably concur with the former chancellor, Mike Martin, who's once said on this show that LSU was the most political place on the planet. Yesterday, Richard Lipsey, he's been saying this before, with our next guest, Mark Ballard, telling him that Oliva and King Alexander, they got to go. What's your take?
Well, you know, Richard's heart's in the right place because he loves LSU. He's been involved with LSU for quite some time. He is a tremendous advocate for higher education, where he was chairman of the Board of Regents. So he's got his reasons. And, you know, obviously President Alexander and also Joe Oliva have had some interesting times. I mean, you have the time where Les Miles, they were attempting to try to figure out a way to have Les Miles move on. And people remember that and think that maybe they made a mistake there. Obviously, this doesn't involve Joe Oliva, but the controversy, which really bothers me on the fraternity system out at LSU, something's got to go there. I mean, for youngsters to come in and think that they can haze and do the things that they're doing, and I don't want to shut the fraternities down because I was a fraternity, you know, I was a member of a very good fraternity at LSU.
Which one?
Sigma Chi. They got in trouble also. And I mean, I know kids are different these days, but still, it takes good leadership. And you know, we passed bills last year, me having one of the bills on hazing. And I don't know if they're adhering to that or not, where you've got to have seminars to discuss hazing. You need to document who was there, and you've got to keep records and what have you. So I just don't know where the disconnect is. So they do have their issues, and we do have problems, but that's why they paid the big bucks.
All right. Let's take one more call for Representative Carter. We had some folks waiting to talk with him, and let's go to Mike on Highland. Mike, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Morning, Jim. I just wanted to make one point with concern to the road tax. I've seen it estimated that the cost of a new bridge over the Mississippi River would be in excess of $1 billion. And I'd like to draw a parallel to the state of Colorado, who has generated over that figure in the sale and taxation of recreational marijuana.
Is that a way to fund better roads?
Personally, I don't think so. But on the other side of the coin, it is an issue, and you're gonna have to eventually face the issue because it does generate dollars. And I wouldn't be surprised if a bill isn't filed during this session to do exactly what this young man said that should occur.
What about sports betting? Are you in favor of that?
I have no problem with it, to be honest with you. I don't know how much money it'll generate. I know that if you go, I've gone to Beau Rivage and I've seen the sports betting going on over there. I just don't know if the dollars that they talk about, you can reach those dollars. But I do think that if they have it and it's regulated and it's done the proper way, I'd love to see part of that dollar go to early childhood.
Thank you, Steve Carter. It is always a pleasure. And thanks for fighting the pothole and the traffic this morning and getting here to our studio.
Thank you, Jim.